Okay, we're up to Siman Tov Pei Ches. We learned yesterday all about the Hallel. Hope we all said Hallel very accurately today. We are going to be learning Siman Tov Pei Ches Siv Gimel tonight, and then going straight into Siman Tov Pei Tes, and hopefully starting the Aloch as a little bit of Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, so Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel. Are we on? We're on, great. Moitzin Shnei Seforim. This is going back to Yom Tov. We take out two Sifrei Torah. V'koirin Borishoin, and in the first Sifrei Torah we read from it, Chamish Shegavod is five Aliyahs. V'im Oisifim B'Yom Tov, and as to whether you can add additional Aliyahs on Yom Tov, Ayin Le'el, Resh Simon, Resh Pei Beis. As whether one can add, that's discussed earlier. So what do we learn? Pepashes boy, min mishchu, kchu, ad me'eretz mitzrayim al tzivoysom. This is the learning on Yom Tov. Humaftir koire b'sheini, Pepashes Pinchos, and maftir, we read B'sheni B'Pashas Pinchas B'Chodesh Arishon Humafti, and the actual after is Yeshua Bo'esohi. Umispadal in Tfilas Musaf, after Leini comes Musaf, and now comes the issue of Geshem V'ein Maskirin Geshem Mikan V'Eilech. On Yom Tov we stop asking for rain. En Maskirin Geshem, it's the end of the winter. Officially, it's the end of the winter. When Maskirin Geshem Mikan Ve'elech, we do not ask, we do not mention, we do not request rain from then onwards. Mikan Ve'elech, En Le'el Tzimun Kuf Yudalet Zid Gimel V'chein Poiskin Mishon Ve'elech Melishol B'Virkas Hashonim. And similarly, from then onwards, when it comes to Birkas Hashonim, to Boi Chaleinu, we do not say anymore the Saint Halu Motel Ivracha anymore. Rather, we say the same bracha, and obviously this is not relevant for the first 2 days of Yom Tov, but from Ma'ariv onwards on Matzah, Yom Tov, and similarly of course Chol HaMoed, etc., etc., we only say the same bracha, we do not ask for rain anymore. And finally the Ramah says, V'nagin lo'ima b'chol Yom Tov b'tfilas Musaf p'sukim Musaf ayoyim, as on every Musaf, we say the relevant p'sukim in the Musaf Shemayna Eser, right, now let's see what the Mishnebura adds to all that. The Mishnebura says, first of all, with regards to the Haftorah, he defines that a bit when it comes to the Bo'ei Sahiv, Yesh Maschilim V'yom Yeshua La'om Miskatshu. It's the same Haftorah, just different Pesukim, a little bit, starting a bit earlier, that we start from V'yom Yeshua La'om Miskatshu, V'chone Aginach Shom, and that is the minute nowadays. Now, Vein Maskirin. Now, this is the Das HaMechaba. Two minutes fat. This is the actual minutes fat. Shafilu b'musaf kuf Vein Maskirin Geshem. V'lozeh kosvaramo v'ayin le'el tzimun kuf yudalet. Now, this is a small but important machloikas. When do we actually stop saying Mashivu Achumayid HaGoshem? From the Shulchan Aruch, it's Mashma, Ve'ein Maskirin Geshem Mikan Vo'elech. And it seems to be after Tfilas Musaf, because he says, U'mispan Tfilas Musaf, Ve'ein Maskirin Geshem Mikan Vo'elech. So it would appear that he stops asking Mashivu Achumayid HaGoshem after Musaf. And we only start by Mincha, really, is the first filler that we stop asking for Geshem. But it does say, but the Rama disagrees, because in Kuf Yudalet earlier, his Deshom of Vua Be'agah, there it's explained in the Rama, the Minogenu, Kepoiskim, the Svir, that Sibu Maskirim Be'Musaf. Over there, it's explained, and that the Rama said already, by Musaf we actually swap. We change already by Musaf. So we have got a Machlokas, Nusach Sfad, Nusach Ashkenaz, Hachishmu Shliach Tzibu, Enu Maskir, Bet Filosof, Shchazah b'Koil Ram. And the starting point is that before Mosef already, we swap. Ozen poiskim b'mincha, v'hua din ha-yochit sh'acha, sh'eicha tfilosoit b'musef, ad ha-chash yispanesh t'ashlech tzebo, v'pasek lo'im m'shivoch m'edagoshem, kamkin shuv l'yaski geshem. And he said, according to this minhag, it would be the time that the tzibur davens musaf. So if somebody would daven b'yechides at the same time, then the tzibur, then you do it as a tzibur. And if you're davening after the tzibur would daven, you would already stop saying mashivoch medagoshem, even if you're davening musaf. But either way, misham ve'elech, Melishol, you do not ask anymore. Hainu b'chalamoid, shuvli vakish ad moto, al moto. From chalamoid already, you do not say mashvelch medagoshem anymore. From motzi yom tov already. Okay. Now the Mishnebu does say something interesting at the end over here. In Sivkot Nyud Beis, I'm skipping the first line. V'inei, av shiskimu ha-poiskim she'enochon she'achiz Hashem eshtov azeh b'tzibur. Although the consensus of the poiskim is that we do not announce something b'tzibur in communally, we do not announce that, she'shuv l'yaski geshem v'moto, that when it comes to proclaiming that you should ask for something, that we do ask for rain, that is appropriate, that the Shamash should request, should announce and proclaim. However, when it comes to stopping from asking, that is wrong to announce in public. You announce in public to ask, but you don't announce in public to stop asking. So it says, "She'ein nochoin." It is wrong. It seems to me, although really you don't proclaim that you stop asking for Mashim Baruch Mida Goshem, Shaniri Kilum Memanim Alak Shomim, because it would appear that we don't want the rain, so it's wrong to proclaim, we don't say Mashim Baruch Mida Goshem anymore. It would appear that it's wrong to proclaim that, because nevertheless, nearly, it seems to me, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shenochin Me'oit, that it is very correct, Shashamesh Yaskir Bechashai Leroy Ve'oilam Kodim Tfilas Meiriv. It is right, it is proper for the Gabba to quietly and, how should we say, Bechashai, quietly and gently and calmly to announce and proclaim and to inform people, Roy V'Oilam, Koidin Tfilas Ma'ariv, before Ma'ariv, Shalaylo Rishoyno Shal Cholamoid, by the first Ma'ariv of Cholamoid, to Gabba should ensure that people are reminded not to say Mashiach Baruch Mei Degoshem anymore. Shana Shal Cholamoid Shem Uvisein Brocho, and that you should say rather say Uvisein Brocho, Ein Poich Oleinu. Ki Anoshim Pshutin Ruba Nechshonim B'Laylo Rishon, because many people will make that mistake on the first Matzah Shabbos Ma'ariv. Which night was it? It was Matzah Shabbos. Tell that people are often likely to make a mistake and forget to say V'sein Broch in Boruch Aleinu. V'chein Lemocha B'tfilah Shachar. Similarly, when it comes to the subsequent, i.e., in this year, Sunday morning, yesterday morning, Shachar, people would make often mistakes. So Ad Shishmu Min Hashliach Tzibur Shepasuk, until you actually internalize it from the Chazor Shashatz of the Chazan, that's when you start internalizing that you're going to say V'sein Broch. It's like that people are going to end up making many brachos about Torah. So again, just to clarify this, the real halacha is that when we actually change, when we change over, i.e., we don't say Mashiv Oroch Meida Goshem anymore, and similarly, we don't say V'sent Alamota in Baruch Aleinu, rather we say V'sent Brocha in Baruch Aleinu, that really is something which shouldn't be proclaimed and announced publicly. It sounds wrong. It sounds wrong to clap on the beam and say, we don't ask anymore. It sounds like a lack of gratitude. It sounds like a lack of akazatoy. Therefore, we don't really would seem wrong to proclaim it. When it comes to asking, of course we announce. But when you stop asking, it's wrong. So therefore, what do we do? On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah says, people do tend to forget. And it seems to be right to remind people that you say V'sein Brocha, and you don't say Mashiach Baruch Mei Degoshem anymore. So what do? The Mishnah Berurah suggests that before Ma'ariv and before Shachris, the Chazan should go and calmly and quietly remind people in order not to make that mistake. That's what Mishnah Berurah suggests. Now, have you ever seen anybody doing that? A gabber going round, reminding people that we say we say in bracha and we don't say mashal bracha anymore. So, I think. What do you think?
The sign gets removed, doesn't it?
The what there?
The sign.
That's it. That's it. That's it. So I think the way we fulfill this.
Usually, our lovely gabber smiles. That lovely smiles as they smiles when you change the sign, and everyone notices, and it gets done, and we all remember. But not this year, unfortunately.
Yes, so I agree with the unfortunate lack this year, I agree with that. And I also agree with your point. It is, I think, a minig yisrael that the gaboim, the knowledgeable gaboim, and normally gabas have to be very knowledgeable and have to be experts in this tchum, they normally will ensure to change the sign just prior to Ma'ariv. And that is the fulfillment of this Mishnah Berurah. There's also another reason why they can't do it earlier. Because it would be an Issa of Achona. It would be Issa of Achona of preparing Meshabbos Lechoil. It would be Achona anyway. If you're not to prepare something from Shabbos, from Yom Tov to weekday, you're not allowed to. Therefore, they can't do it. You know, they have to do it literally as Ma'ariv starts. But similarly, also it's a fulfillment, I believe, of this Mishnah Berurah that you're trying to remind people in a gentle manner that it's now the changeover. And that's what it's done. So actually a gabba going round, I've never seen a gabba going round, but the gabbas do tend to create that sense of reminders that you've got to make sure to remember now. So and that is important. Now I've seen poskim speaking about saying aloud the same bracha in the quiet Shemoneh Esrei in Ma'ariv. What are your thoughts about that? So when you as a personal individual, when you're davening Ma'ariv, when you get to Boruch Aleinu, that you say the same bracha a little bit louder than you'd normally daven your quiet Shemoneh Esrei, in order for your neighbors and beyond neighbors to remember that we're in for the same bracha. What are your thoughts on that?
Say it quietly.
Pardon? Quietly.
You should say it quietly.
Yeah. If you do it too loud, it's made in your face. It might disturb other people.
Yeah. So I agree with that. I know where those people are coming from. I understand why somebody wants to be kind and thoughtful, and he kind of thinks that I'm the only one that remembers that we are up to the same bracha, and I'm trying to remind others. I understand where they're coming from. However, the poskim dismiss it as something which is a very wrong minig. You don't start saying the same bracha lad if you're in the middle of quiet Shemoneh Esrei. It's nice that you're remembering, and it's nice you're thinking of others too, but that doesn't mean that you can start saying a quiet Shemoneh Esrei loud to others. It's wrong. And that's why the poskim that I saw dismiss it as something which is inappropriate for a quiet Shemoneh Esrei. So that's with regards to that anoga. But it's interesting that I've never actually seen what the Mishnah Berurah suggests to be done. I've never actually seen anybody doing that. What in Shtibel? What do they do in Shtibel? Is does anybody go around? I don't know if anybody does. No, I don't think.
Nobody goes around.
Yeah, it sounds like a strange thing. I've never actually seen it. So that's that. Yeah. Okay. Now it's interesting because the changing of the sign, which Rabbi Yossel mentioned, that works for Ma'ariv. Mishnah Berurah does mention also by Shachris, people still very often forget. Don't know what we do about the Shachris. It is a bit of a I don't know what we do about it, but there's nothing that can be done really. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay, we're ready for Siman Tov Pei Tes, gentlemen. Siman Tov Pei Tes. Stated Filas Leil Shenishon Pesach. This is the halachas of the second night of Pesach for Sfiras Oima, and again the halachas of Sfiras Oima. Beleil Sheni Achat Filas Arves. Second night after Ma'ariv. Maschin Lispar Oima, we start counting Sefira Sa'oima. Vim Shochach. You know what? Let's stop over here for a minute and go to the Mishneh Berurah. Beleil Sheni. Second night. Kosva Choinim Do Oima Ma'arovis. The minig is to say Ma'arovis. Hashayach Leim Sheni. Afilu Chal. Leil Sheni B'motzei Shabbos. The meaning is to say Ma'arovis, which are the Yotzes that are said by night. I call them Ma'arovis. Hashayach Leim Sheni Afilu Chal Leil Sheni B'motzei Shabbos. Vafol Pi the Shori Chogim Shel Chom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos Oy Ma'arovis Shel Yom Rishon B'Leil Sheni. So when it comes to Pesach, we will recite the Yotzes, the Ma'arovis, on the second night, even if it falls on Shabbos, and that is unlike of the Yomim Toivim. Why is that? Shiny Och, the Ma'arovis, the meaning of Sfira, because the Ma'arovis, the Yoytzes, are connected to Sfira, and that's why we're always going to make sure to say those Piyutim, those Yoytzes, on the second night, Ma'ariv, even if it's Shabbos. Now, there is an interesting question and discussion: when exactly is the correct timing for counting the Oima? So the Shulchan Aruch says Achat Filas Ma'ariv, and the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Beis says Achat Filas Ma'ariv Koidem Oleinu. It is to be recited Koidem before Oleinu. To Kolma the Efshel Akdumim Akdiminon. Very interesting. The way Moshe speaks about it in Shuvas, also that the earlier you recite the Oima, the better it is. So we say before Aleinu, before Shemoneh Esrei, you can't say the Oima. So the first opportunity after Shemoneh Esrei, that's when you count the Oima, which is before Aleinu. Kedesh Iskam Yosem Ashikosev Tamimo Istieno, in order to fulfill Tamimo Istieno should be complete, and that also includes the Alocha that you should count as early as possible by night. I think this is Sfat. Anybody in Shtibel? When do they say Sfiras Oima in Shtibel? After Oleinu. Yeah, I don't know where that comes from. Mishneh Berurah says the earlier the better. He says before Oleinu. I wonder if Nusach Sfat have got a different understanding. I don't know where it comes from, because they say Sfiras Oima after Oleinu. I wonder if it has to do with the fact that Sfiras Oima is not really, strictly speaking, part of Ma'ariv. So maybe they're of the understanding that since we don't add to Tfilas Ma'ariv anything, so therefore we have to legally, halachically complete Ma'ariv, and only then we're going to add Sfiras Oima. It could be that, strictly speaking, it's not part of Ma'ariv. So it could be that's where they're coming from. On the other hand, Chashkenaz says, well, the earlier you can do it, the better, and therefore we squeeze it in before Aleinu. There's a fascinating Bialocha, which is historically very interesting as well. The Bialocha says over here, the first Bialocha on Siman Tov Pei Tes, Acht Tfilas Arvis, Kasar B'moivik Tzia, B'moivik Tzia, which is the Ayvet, says, B'tam Shesofin Achat Tfilas, why do we count Sfiras Oima after Ma'ariv? He says as follows: Mishum de b'deres rishonim, because in the early generations, haya minig lispal arvis kodem alaylo. The minig used to be for many, many centuries, for centuries and centuries and centuries. The minig was to have mincha followed by ma'ariv. That's the way it was done globally and universally. For centuries, you'd have mincha and then subsequently ma'ariv. Ma'ariv would be before nacht. By definition, because you've got a daven mincha, so you can't. Ma'ariv is always going to be before nacht. Now, therefore, oyam minigli ispal arvis kodem alaylo. You daven ma'ariv before nacht. Uvesiyum ma'ariv is his chil alaylo, and they would time it in a way that ma'ariv would finish pretty much when the beginning of nacht would be. Pretty much, it's about then. Remember, they didn't. It would be about then. So therefore, Sfiras Ha'Oima would be when Nacht would start. They would not count the Oima before Nacht, which we're going to see later. You can do under certain circumstances. We're going to see that later. Mitzvah Shemim later in the Siman. They would not rely on that. They would not count the Oima before Nacht. Rather, they would daven mincha ma'ariv, and at the end of ma'ariv, it pretty much hit Nacht, and that's when they would count the Oima. The Besiyum And then they would count as halachically required and correct, they would count by the beginning of nightfall. That's when they would count. Achim b'chokyankov b'siv kotn tezayn kosm medina tzorich la'aktin ki ashma v'tfilish u'todir. The Chokyanko, however, disagrees with that. He says, hold on, you can't do that. You can't do that. It's very nice explanation in the historical development of why Ma'ariv is at the end of, why Sfiras Oyim is at the end of Ma'ariv. It's a very nice historical perspective and explanation. But the Chokyanko says it doesn't make sense because that would be halachically wrong. Because after Ma'ariv, if you daven Ma'ariv before Nacht, you've got a Torah obligation now kicking in. And the Torah obligation that kicks in is Kiyas Shema. You've got to say Shema now. And since now is a Kiyas Shema, you've got a Kiyas Shema, it's Todir v'sheinu Todir, you've got to say Shema before you actually count the Oima. And therefore, it doesn't make sense to explain that you count the Oima after Ma'ariv, because really what you have to do at this point is saying Shema, and only then you can count the Oima. This is the question that the Chok Yankov asked on the Yaivitz explanation, on the Moivik Tzir's explanation. Fascinating. We will speak more about that, because it's going to be very, very, very relevant, especially, yeah, even nowadays, when is the right time to count the Oima? Or all these questions are really important. What happens if a person davens Ma'ariv later? Well, nowadays there's no excuse for davening later, but if a person would daven at 9:50 Ma'ariv, or 10:20 Ma'ariv, and you want to wait until the first Oima until then, is that right or is that wrong? Because really, you've got an obligation to count the Oima earlier, from when night starts. So is that right or is that wrong? And that is connected to that Chok Yankov about Todir v'shein no Todir. So we'll be discussing that, Mitzvah Hashem, I suppose, the next year, which is going to be when? Now, yeah, Reb Gideon is very right. Nowadays, I personally feel it's very important to daven pretty much as early as possible with Nacht, because you've got otherwise an issue. You could really just daven, I remember discussing this with Rabbi Levi Zichron Levoch, you could really count the Oima straight away by Nacht. And like this, fulfill the Zizin Makdimen and do the Sfiras Oima straight away. You could do that. But many poskim don't like that. Because you've got Todi v'sheinu Todi Todi Koidem. And you've got Kiyas Shema and the Shemoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv, which is the Rabbonon. But it's probably still Todi v'sheinu Todi. So you can't, according to some poskim, that means you can't actually count the Oima before doing the Todi. It's a machlokes as to whether Todi goes that far. But according to some poskim, you may not precede the Eino Todi before the Todi. Consequently, you've got to make sure to daven, you can't just count the Oima when Nacht comes in and wait for Ma'ariv later. It would be, according to some poskim, that's a very wrong thing to do. According to some poskim, that's the right thing. But nowadays, probably the best thing is to do to daven Ma'ariv straight away by Nacht and count to Oima, then you're yotze all the days. But to delay it nowadays, I feel it's got really no excuse.
What about Jonathan's timetable?
Good question.
He says that you should daven when the minyonim and all that.
Very good. Let's ask the Mechaba himself. Harav Gossman, are you still on?
Yeah.
What would you say to that discussion?
Some of the shuls have said to me that you should have an own with the killer.
Yeah, definitely. Generally, there's a very strict, it's true, one should definitely love on the same time. It's true, one should. But in this particular context, I'm not sure what to do, because is there any Ma'ariv that happens with Nacht? Few of them, right? Okay, so that's it. So that answers Reb Gideon's Ora Lichoira, because you could join another shul for them in the virtual timetable. I think probably I would strongly feel that one should. Yeah, Rabbi Oslo.
Is it better to do the virtual timetable, or is it better to do the seeker if you're able to?
Okay, so that's a very good question. Is it better to daven Vasikin or better virtual timetable? Now, I'm going to be very dishonest to say that because I am not davening Vasikin. I'll be very honest about this. Okay? But really, it probably is better to daven Vasikin. Because the Bialocha says that a person who davened Vasikin doesn't have to daven Betzibu. So it is probably a better fulfillment. But I don't want to sound hippo. What's the word? But to the second best is Bishosh, to do it the time that the Tzibu davens. There is a bit of a question about this Bialocha, about davening nets. It's a bit of a question about this because the Shulchan Aruch says Arogil Leispalel. He used the word Arogil, somebody who normally davens nets. The Shulchan Aruch is discussing a case somebody davens nets frequently and regularly. He can even skip a tzibu. If there's no minion once Vasikin, he can daven b'yichidus. As to whether a person can jump on the Vasikin train once off, I'm not sure. That's not so posh that a person can do that. But that's a discussion that we discussed earlier once. Okay, so gentlemen, we'll discuss in more the Hilchas Tfilas HaOmer. There's a lot more to be discussed. About Hilchas Tfilas HaOmer. When is the next year? Hold on, I'm losing completely track of time.
Monday
Mitzvah. Sunday, Isul Chag. Yeah, very good.